So seasons. Seasons are a very, very interesting topic. Despite what you might think, and that you might think that you know everything about them. Sorry, I'm overcoming a cough or a bit of a disease. I don't even know what it is, but whatever it is, it's not fun. Anyway, I'm David Boland, and you guys are listening to Random Radio. Thank you for listening. Now, seasons, we have four of them, typically. In Idaho, we have two of them. We have winter and construction. Anyway, as for the four main ones that most everybody else has, so let's start at the beginning of the year, okay? So, spring, it's basically a time for like new beginnings, right? It's like, oh yeah, we're moving past winter. We don't want to think about that. And let's go into summer, right? Let's go into this nice, relaxing time during our lives. And so we're all just trying to pull through until the end, until summer, basically. And then actually let's move on to summer. Now, summer I view at least as a time of relaxation, a time to recuperate from the rest of the year, right? Like, it's just a good time. And usually in Idaho, it gets to like 104, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, which is fun. I'll tell you that. For it gets that hot for like a week, and then it goes back down to like 90s for like a month and a half. But anyway, summer. Summer is a great time. It's a time of relaxation. It's a time to just have fun. Mostly because the sun's out and you can see the sun for once, which is always amazing. Usually it's very rainy though, at least here. But I like to view summer as a very relaxing, very just, peace and quiet, or not necessarily even peace and quiet, but just like hanging out, just having a good time. Now, once we come into fall, so by the way, in Idaho, we have like a week and a half of spring and then a week and a half of fall, right? Which is always fun because that means all of our leaves drop within like a week sometimes, or else if we have loads and loads of leaves, then they like to drop one at a time. No joke. They like to drop like one at a time, one per day, which then means that then you have to rake leaves and shovel snow sometimes. I've actually seen it happen, or you just let the snow cover the leaves. Either way, it's fine. But anyway, fall is meant to be another changing time, getting back into the swing of things, getting back into the work type of thing, back into the work schedule, right? That's how I view fall, as just another transition time from the good time of summer to the harsh winter. And I mean, like, we don't have that harsh of a winter, but I mean, you can still freeze easy. You can freeze still. And then that brings us into winter. Winter meant to be a cold and desolate time. No, not really. It's meant to be more of your like working time, which actually makes up like 6 months of Idaho's time frame, right? Which I count winter as below freezing at any point. Which in Idaho, that is about 6 months out of the year, which is always fun. Although it doesn't always get below zero, it's still cold. I'll say that. It is still decently cold. But I view winter as a very like work-oriented time, right? Like, oh yeah, I'm in school, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, right? I have to shovel snow, just to get out of the driveway. And it's a time also, like we have, and I don't know. I'd say that winter is also kind of a time of like being generous and giving because that's when we all need it. Right? Like, oh yeah, if you feel like it, go, or not even if you feel like it, but generally just go. I was about to say mow the neighbor's lawn. No, it's winter. Shovel the neighbor's driveway for him. Shovel the sidewalks, right? Do something nice for the community, right? That's, I kind of view Christmas as a bit of that kind of a thing, right? Like working, but also try to be nice to people because everybody needs it. So that's all good. That's good and all. But something I will say is that humans also go through these seasons, right? Or we go through our own seasons, right? And what's annoying sometimes is that we as humans naturally do not have seasons at the same time. We don't have our seasons of life at the same time, which is kind of annoying, but it's also a good thing because that means that people who are going through summer can then help people who are going through winter, right? Or who are going through fall and are getting scared of winter, right? Like the people in summer can help, right? That's how I view it. And I mean, like, for winter, for winter, it might actually take place during the month of winter or month season of winter, like the real life season of winter. And just because, like, here at least, you can't really see the sun because it's all overcast for like 3 to 5 months. Not fun. But it's, I don't know, for and that can feel very depressing, and sometimes that does correlate to people to be depression and, you know, just a bad time generally, right? But then, and then people who are in spring, then they can see and they can reflect and they can go back on things, recover for like a week. And then you can go into summer again and you can help out the people in winter because now you know what everybody else was going through, right? We all have our season of life. And although they might take place at different times, everybody still has them, and we need to be open-minded that not everybody has the same seasons, right? Like, here in America, we might be experiencing winter, which is a frigid, horrid land. Or actually, no, let's put it this way, okay? We're in summer. We're in an amazing time, right? We're just having so much fun, just being great people. And then another place, and actually, well, I was meaning to tie this back to something else, but let's actually start there. I know I'm being very disconnected, but this is unscripted, and I don't care because I need to get to bed here soon. But so in America, if while it's summer, I've been told at least in like southern Africa, then it's winter, right? Or in Africa, it's winter just because of where it is in comparison in which hemisphere it's in, if it's in the northern or southern hemisphere, right? And America is mostly in the northern hemisphere, which means if we're in summer, then Africa, which is in the southern hemisphere, is in winter. And that is because of the amount of sun we get, right? It's kind of like that for people, right? Some people are in summer, some people are in winter, and it just depends on not necessarily where you are physically, but where you are mentally, right? If you're not getting much sun mentally, then that means that you're in winter and you're having a rough time, right? But if you're getting loads of sun, during summer, sometimes it can be a little bit warm, but at least it's not cold. At least you don't have to shovel every day. And so I'd say, like, if you're feeling like you're in summer, look around to people who you think are experiencing winter, right? Just take a look around, have a good talk with them, right? Because honestly, it helps so much just to say hi, right? Even if you just say hi and walk away, then people in winter, I'm speaking from experience, by the way, but we feel so, like, I don't know, recognized, I guess. Just that, like, we feel like we're actually being noticed, and that people know that we're going through a struggle, right? It's an amazing feeling. So if you're in summer, go talk to somebody who you think is in winter. And if your whole group of friends is in summer and you see somebody just not seeming to have a good time, just seeming to be in winter, go up to talk to them and ask if they're doing all right. Right? And if they convincingly say, yes, I'm doing fine, or yes, I'm doing good, or I'm doing not terrible, then you can say, okay, and have fun, or and have a good time and experience summer together. If they say, like, either like, no, I'm not feeling very good, or unconvincingly say, I'm good, then try to see what's going on, right? Like, don't be nosy about it, but still, like, try to be supportive of whatever they're going through, right? And if that means stepping away, step away. And my advice means nothing, but I don't know. For me, then that's just one thing that's helped. And you can see what you can do to help those around you. But yeah, if you're feeling like you're in summer, go talk to somebody in winter. If you're feeling like you're in fall, or if you feel like you're in spring, recover and, like, and reflect on what you were going through, right? If you feel like you're just having a terrible, terrible time, try to maybe write that down, maybe put it into a podcast, put it into something, right? And just so that then you can remember it while you're in summer, or even if it's just good enough to reflect on it mentally and just say, yeah, I acknowledge that this was the case. Whatever that may be, then whatever works, I guess. But then if you're in fall, I'd say go talk to somebody, right? If you're in fall, if you feel like you're in fall and you're like, oh shoot, it's getting cold again, right? I just like you just don't you're not feeling as good anymore, then go talk to somebody so that then you can turn that back into summer. Or even turn it into spring, or somewhere in between summer and winter, right? Somewhere that is not winter, because that is not a fun thing to go through. And the best way to get to it, or to stop it, is to talk to somebody about it, whether that be a counselor, a good friend, a teacher, a colleague, whoever you need to talk to, then just talk to somebody because it helps so much. But yeah, that's. Those are my recommendations for going through your seasons of life. But yes, sorry, I am very tired in case you can't tell, but I need to get some sleep because I'm waking up at like 5:30 or 6:30 tomorrow, as usual. So yes, have fun. Have fun, you guys. Have fun. Enjoy your summers and help those out in winter. And if you're in winter, go reach out, please. Please reach out and try to find some help. I guess so that's everything I had to say. How are you guys doing? Put it down in the comments. How are you guys doing? If you guys are doing good, say it convincingly. If you're not doing good, say it unconvincingly. I can't wait to see that, if anybody has any comments. But anyway. I am David Bolander, and this was Random Radio. I hope you guys had a good time, and that's that. Thank you guys for listening. We're signing off.